Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Thursday. And as we're coming up on a very special weekend, for those of you who are moms or moms at heart, I wish each and every one of you or each and every one of us a wonderful Mother's Day. And today's show is going to be focused on the idea of the things that we do that are not necessarily good for us. And while we talk a lot about that in a lot of different areas, this one is going to be regarding the one of the most common things I hear from patients, which is honest. All I did was dot, dot, dot. And I know that anything that follows that is going to be something really interesting. And it may seem like something very minor. And I was told a very long time ago when I was still in chiropractic college that it's not all you did, it's just the last thing you did. So today, we're going to be talking about what are those things that we do that little voice inside us tells us that we really shouldn't do it or that we shouldn't push ourselves in a particular way, and that pretty much almost always ends up badly. So as we talk about getting out and getting active, which is a wonderful thing and a fantastic thing, and I totally encourage it, let's take a look at some of the ways that we can better prepare ourselves and better protect ourselves. So this time of the year is definitely known for, one, wanting to get out and get out into the sun and do stuff and be very active and start, you know, following up on some of those New Year's resolutions about getting out and doing things, which generally, you know, for a lot of people includes working in the garden. And, you know, it's so nice when you've got, you know, a really nice green place that, you know, you can call home and relax in and have your buddies over and, you know, maybe hold a barbecue or, you know, whatever. So, you know, we all like our gardens to look nice. And sometimes when we get out into it, we get so excited about what we want to accomplish, maybe we don't take such good care of ourselves while we're doing it. Keep in mind that especially if you're not someone who gets out there every week and works on things and works on the garden and works on stuff and hauls down trees and pulls up stumps, more than likely your body is going to go, excuse me, you're asking me to do what? It is very, very important to start off each and every project, each and every, you know, activity that's going to be asking more of you than what you're physically used to doing. The first thing you ask is, how can I do this in the safest possible way? Rule number one, beyond anything else, if you're doing something very active in the yard, make sure somebody's home. Make sure that you have somebody there just in case. I mean, it's like, well, don't put that out in the universe that something could happen. You know, just in case something happens, that somebody else is there to help you out. And that is for both outdoors, indoors. You're going to paint a room. You're going to get the ceiling fans so you can use them. All of those things. Anything that could possibly put your body in a situation of risk, have somebody there. Have somebody in the house. Have somebody that you can call out to. And if you don't have anybody who can be there, if you live on your own, if you, you know, don't have anything available to you, make sure that you have a fully charged cell phone in your pocket. Don't have it sitting over somewhere else or in another room or over, you know, under the umbrella where your water is, because if something happens and you need to be able to reach help right away, you know, you need to be able to just pick it up and push a button. But my first suggestion, recommendation, and plea to you is that anything, any big activities going on, you know, cleaning, moving stuff, always have somebody close by. Or, you know, if you can't have anybody there, call up a friend and say, you know what, I'm going to be doing some stuff around my house, and I'll check in with you in a couple of hours. And if you don't check in with, if I don't check in with you, please give me a call. So, you know, that's the first thing. You know, the best way to avoid a trap is knowing that it's there. And the best way to avoid a situation is consider the possibility of it, put in the contingency plan, and then you can move on. You know, you don't have to worry about it because you've got it covered. So let's say you are going to go out and you are going to, you know, get rid of that juniper bush that's been sitting in your backyard that, you know, you really would love to plant a plum tree there. You know, take into consideration, how is the day? You know, is it a really hot day? How are your, you know, hydration levels? You know, are you drinking a lot of water? Before you go out, if you know you're going to be out there in the sun, you need to hydrate real good. You need to consistently hydrate. And you also need to make sure you've got some sunscreen on, you're wearing a hat. Things like heat stroke and heat exhaustion are very, very real and can be very, very serious. So make sure you're doing everything you can to take care of yourself by protecting yourself against, you know, the sun and the intensity of it. If you start to feel a little bit busy, if you start to feel a little bit off, you need to go in and rest. You know, don't push through it, because by pushing through it, you could be placing yourself at risk. So let's move into the region that I normally work with. Is that the person comes into my office, they can barely stand up straight, they're bent over, pain is just radiating, you know, from the back down into the legs, and it's just not comfortable. Or, you know, the shoulder feels pulled, or the wrist is swollen up. These are all things that happen when we don't take the precautions that we need to take. And what I'm talking about is, how are you lifting? How are you moving things? Are you trying to move something that's too heavy that is not, you know, that you're not able to manage on your own? Or maybe it's not that it's too heavy. It's just a really awkward lift. If you have to bend over into something and lift something out, you're already, you know, looking for problems. One of the biggest ways that, you know, people have a tendency to damage themselves is what I call the cross lift, which is where you reaching, you know, down, say, down to your left, picking up something, bringing it up across your body, and putting it up to the right. So what you're doing is you're running a diagonal line from one, you know, from the left low point to the right high point, and you're constantly in a state of lifting and pulling and tension. That movement is probably one of the single biggest issues for back pain. That invites back pain in because your body is not really happy about doing that type of a movement. If you have to pick something up, turn, face it, you know, lift with, you know, lifting up with your knees. Now, the exception to that is if you have problems with your knees. So what you need to do in that case is make sure you have somebody else to share that load with. And, you know, that really kind of opens up this whole other piece that a lot of times we want to be able to do stuff ourselves. We want to have that independence. We want to be able to manage on our own. I can do it. I can do it. Don't worry about it. And by doing that, we really place ourselves at a lot of risk. We make ourselves more vulnerable by trying to do things on our own without getting help, pushing through, soldiering on, you know, that old military phrase, suck it up, you know, pain is good, it lets you know you're alive. Well, yeah, and pain hurts. Pain is a sign that something needs to change. So when, you know, you're doing this unusual lifting, when you're bending your body at odd angles where you're not really totally at balance, and then you're trying to lift and create strain, that is going to create problems. And it's going to create problems that are, may not resolve really quickly. Yeah, is it worth it to wait a half an hour or an hour or even a couple of hours for someone to come and assist you? And, you know, you go ahead, you do it yourself, and then you cannot lift anything for a week. And you're coming to see someone like me or doing something or, you know, having to deal with a problem that is going to take a lot longer than that to resolve. So when you've got these projects, I mean, first off, it makes it a lot more fun when you've got somebody else there. It makes it a lot more safe when you've got somebody else there. And especially in moving and lifting things, or if you're going to be, you know, reaching, you know, you're on a ladder and you're trying to, you know, wash a window and you're kind of leaning off to the side because you don't want to set the ladder against the window, so you've got it off to the side. Well, now you've got this cross reach going that I'm sure the picture in your mind that the very next step is either, you know, the ladder is off balance, you fall, you strain yourself by reaching out too far, you just create a whole lot of risks. And like I said, this time of the year, it's almost like there's this driving instinct to, you know, make the yard pretty and get the house straightened up, because at this time of the year, there's going to be a lot of visiting. We've got the whole summer, you know, we're coming up on the end of the school year, so the kids are going to be home. And I don't know about you, but pretty much my thing was, you know, when my sons were younger, it was like, I have to get this done before summer because then they'll be home all day. And it really is, you know, a kind of a bummer to, you know, have to think of your kids that way. But, yeah, they kind of get in the way during the summer sometimes. I mean, I remember when I was younger, it was get out, come back at noon for lunch, then you're going out again, then you can come back when the street lights come on. But don't let the street light in front of the house catch you out. You need to be on the porch by the time that light goes on, which is always interesting because, you know, you say it's like, oh, my God, the street lights are coming on. Now, I grew up, for the most part, in Milpitas, California. And one of the interesting things about Milpitas is that when I was very young, there was, well, there still is, a dump that was, you know, not that far from where I lived. It was like maybe about, you know, five, six minute drive. And in the evening, the smell would kind of come off of it. And, you know, so we always knew that when we smelled that smell, it was time to go home. I know, very off track, but for those of you who are listening, who have been anywhere near Milpitas in the evenings, in the summer, you know what I'm talking about. And some of you may have your own areas that it's like, oh, yeah, that when that smell comes up. So, you know, it's a time of activity. It's a time of doing things. It's a time of being out. It's a time of having company. And so, you know, we want our places and our spaces to be really nice, you know, for people because we're spending more time outside. So it's, you know, a wonderful thing to be able to do that. And it's even more wonderful when you don't have to spend part of your summer laid up because it's, you know, it's become a situation of where you've damaged yourself. Now, what happens if you do feel that little pop or that, oh, then ice is your friend. You need to stop what you're doing. You do not work past it. You feel that pop, that is the shot across the bow from your body. And, you know, you feel that first pain kick in. You keep going, yeah, you might be able to, but boy, howdy, are you going to pay for it? Stop what you're doing, get inside, start icing down. And you ice for about 10 minutes and do that every couple of hours. Because what that's going to do is that's going to reduce inflammation. One of the biggest mistakes that people make is that, you know, they'll want to, they go, they do all the work, they're feeling all yucky and gross. So what do? They jump into a hot shower. And, oh, man, that hot shower feels good. Oh, dear Lord, it feels really, really, really good at the moment. But also what that heat is going to do is it increases inflammation. Now, the first effect is anesthetic, so it takes away the pain right away. The second effect is that inflammation piece that will make the pain worse. And when you have a situation, especially when you're dealing with, you know, being out in very hot weather anyway, it's important to get out of the heat, ice down, and just really start babying that part of you. You know, if it's your back, get on the couch, prop some pillows up under your knees, find the most comfortable position that you can be in, and just, you know, ice it. And really take good care of yourself, because otherwise you're not going to be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor, because you're going to be, you know, even if you're going to be outside, you're going to be uncomfortable. And I don't want that for you, each and every one of you. I want for you to just really enjoy life and enjoy summer and enjoy all those things and not have to go to a doctor who says, you know, well, gee, you know, you've done this and you've done that, and you're going to be seeing me about 3 times a week, and you're not going to be able to do these things, which is, you know, it's not what you're about. It's not what you want. When we see the people around us, you know, not taking care of themselves, we're the first ones to say, you know, it's like, hey, get off that ladder like that, or, you know, what are you, nuts? You're out there in the sun. Get some water. You know, we're really, really good about telling other people, you know, no, don't lift that way. Wait for me to help you. I'll help you. Hold on a second. But when it comes down to ourselves, it really does mean that, you know, we have to be willing to say, you know what, I'm not Superman. I am not Superwoman. I need help. And even though in our minds we're visualizing the end product, we're visualizing what it is we want to achieve and what we want to, you know, have, and it's like, oh, the beautiful garden or the fully painted room or, oh, you know, all I'm doing is taking, you know, this dresser, and I'm just going to move it over here because I really would like to move it over here. There's something that happens when it comes to taking care of ourselves that we are really, really not good at. And, you know, for some, it feels like we're being vulnerable. For some, and, you know, we're the first ones, like I said, the fuss. When our friends mess up their backs, like, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you, you know, see about getting some help with this? Why didn't you call somebody? Why don't you have, you know, if you got those great big hulking teenagers in the house, haul them out. Have them do it. They're young. Believe me, stuff heals a lot faster on the young. You know, back in the day, you know, how many of us can look back and go, man, I could either work all day, have a, you know, bag of chips, and I'm good to go, and, you know, and all this other stuff, and you could do whatever you wanted and stay up all night and do all this. And we can't do that so easily now. And when we could work ourselves into the ground and still be okay, yeah, maybe, maybe not. And what I'm talking about also applies for you younger folks listening. Yeah, yeah, your day is coming too. And it's still important to be smart about lifting. It's smart to be aware of what it is that your body is telling you. And if you start that kind of achy feeling, if you're feeling a little bit dizzy, if, you know, all these little things are signs and symptoms that are telling you, all right, you need to back off. You need to go sit down. Oh, well, I just have a little bit more to do. And, you know, we tell ourselves that. I was told once that when it came to things like house cleaning and yard work and all of that stuff, do not stop when you're tired. Stop when you first start to feel tired, because figure that you need to allot at least another 30 minutes of cleanup time. And for those who just kind of like, you know what, let the shovel fall right where it is, I'm going in, I'll come out tomorrow. You know what? God bless you. You know, if it's safe. But whenever you're doing something, whenever you're being very active, what you want to do is allow for that 30 minutes at the end of cleaning up and putting things away. If you go through all of your energy, then it's not going to feel good. You're going to be aggravated, and that's when you risk hurting yourself. That's another one of the situations, is when we start to rush, when we start to say, all right, let's get it done. That's where accidents happen, because you're already fatigued. You probably haven't had enough water. You may, if you've been outside, you may be, have a little bit too much sun. And if you're inside, maybe you're painting a room. Well, maybe the fumes are getting to you a little bit. Maybe you're cleaning the carpet and the fumes are getting to you a little bit. And that's when a lot of times the instinct is, oh, okay, well, I'm going to rush. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know, let's just get it done. Get it done. One, it really irritates the people around you. It really does. If you're one of the folks who's like, all right, let's just do this. It's like, you know what? Calm yourself down. That's where the fights start. You know, it's like, well, no, let's do it this way. No, let's do it this way. So, you know, just give yourself that time to say, you know what? I'm going to do this for a couple of hours. I'm going to work on this. Break down the project. You don't have to do it all at once. Pre-plan, break it down so that you can be able to safely and in a very healthy and balanced way move yourself from one part of your project to another and say, okay, you know, maybe this day all I'm going to do is, you know, chop down the tree and, you know, chop up the wood, or I'm just going to mow the lawn, or I'm just going to have somebody come and haul the trash away for, you know, that first part. But if, you know, you're really stuck and you don't have anybody who can help you, which pretty much we all know at least a couple of people who are willing for, you know, a pizza party afterwards to come over and help for like maybe an hour. If you haven't got help, you need to break it down even further. But put it into bite-sized pieces and schedule out the project so that you can be able to manage it in a really good way, in a really safe way, so that you can protect yourself and you can make sure that, you know, the people working with you are also safe. If they're coming over and they're helping, or if you've got the family out, then make sure that everybody is being taken care of, that everybody is hydrating, that, you know, if you notice that somebody is not going to the bathroom and they're sweating a lot, it's like, you know what, you know, why don't you go and sit down for a few minutes? I really want you to go and get some water. And they may argue with you. It's like, no, this is not an option. Go in and take care of yourself. So keeping your plan about how you want to do whatever it is you want to do, making sure you've got backup, making sure you've got, you know, help with lifting and moving things, and making sure that you're taking care of those basic safety issues will help to prevent you from having to come and see someone like me and saying, hey, doc, honest, all I did was dot, dot, dot. Okay, so got a few things coming up. I will be, for those of you who are in the Bay Area or near the Bay Area, there is a place in Milpitas called the Great Mall. And the Great Mall used to be actually a Ford plant a long time ago, but they've turned it into a great big giant mall, and they're having a women's expo there, and that's going to be on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of this month, and I will be there. I will be there doing treatments, and I will be talking about my book Frequencies and talking about whatever anybody would like to talk about. So I invite you over there. It's a great big free event, and there's going to be a lot of different vendors there, a lot of speakers, and it should stand to be a wonderful time. So if you're in the area, please, please, please come by and say hello. And as always with my events, if you come up and tell me that you are a Healing House Radio listener, you will get your book for free. And we also have other stuff coming up, and you can find out about all of my events and all the things going on and where I'm going to be and what I'm doing at any one of my three websites. The first is Healing House, my office website, which is the-healing-house.com. And that's got things about my practice and what services I provide and a little bit about my events that are going on. And if you're interested in my book Frequencies, which is available on Amazon, it's available through Barnes & Noble online. You can download it as an ebook, and it is also available with links through my Frequencies, the book website, which is frequenciesthebook.com. And if you'd like to order the book through that, through PayPal, you can, and I will autograph it and send it out to you. And the third website is Divine Events. For those of you who are familiar with meetup.com, I am one of the organizers for a meetup group called Divine Events. And that's the one that is organized by my dear friend and teacher, Norbert Coronado. And you'll find all kinds of really fun stuff that's going on. And it is just, you know, always great when, you know, we have people come in and, you know, say, oh, wow, I heard about you. And next week, next Tuesday, we're going to be having our regular drumming circle, which occurs on the first, third, and if there is one, fifth Tuesday of the month. And no experience required. You don't even have to have an instrument. Just come on in and borrow one of ours, and, you know, it really is an awesome time. And that's here where my office is at 1460 Cole Circle, Suite C, and that's in San Jose, California, and the zip code is 95112. And if you would like information to reach me about working with you one-on-one or doing treatments, you can reach me at 408-372-2840. So it is just such an awesome week to get out and do stuff. And I really encourage all of you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, to get out and do stuff. And it's great to, you know, get out and take care of the garden and, you know, really feel good about that. And make sure that, you know, you're doing it from a place of just having fun with it. And if you really, really, really don't like doing that sort of thing, hire somebody. You can hire people to come in and take care of this for you. It's a wonderful thing to let the kids earn some money over the summer by doing yard work. I used to. So I wish you all blessings. And like I said, especially for the moms out there, you know, absolute blessings. I am so honored and privileged and happy that I was mother to my two sons. And for those who I've been, you know, sort of a fill-in mom for, you know, I love you all. And you know, from my mom who is transitioned out of this life, I always think of her every single day. And it's with joy and love and knowing that she's still looking out for me. And a special blessing to my adopted mom, a wonderful woman named Hilda, who came into my life at a time when I really, really, really needed a mom. And I just really love her for stepping into that and, you know, wanting to take care of me in that good way and wanting to be in that place for me, because you're never too old to enjoy having a mom. So blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy yourselves and be balanced and have fun. And find out something new about yourself and create your space however you create it in whatever way you want it, because it's yours. This is Healing House Radio. We'll see you next Thursday at 2. This is Dr. Eileen. Take care. take care and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.